The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. My invitation for practice today was to experiment with imbuing awareness with kindness, meeting whatever arises with kindness. So in a way, it would be practicing with loving awareness, not just awareness, but loving awareness. Whenever mindfulness meets any object of thought, body, emotions, anything, just allowing that meeting to be in a container that is suffused ever so gently, ever so lightly, with friendliness, with kindness. Again, it wasn't going to be heavy-handed, the practice, but just very subtle. I suggested the example of if you have a big pool of water and there's a drop of dye, so the dye is kind of infused, it's there. And that would be the dye of kindness and friendliness. So before I continue, I'd like to ask if people experimented with that in their sitting and walking meditation. And what did you find? It'd be lovely to hear a few comments and reflections from testing. It's working. Yeah. It's coming out of there. Yeah. So yeah, it'd be lovely to hear from your practice what you noticed. Was easy, was hard, it worked, it didn't work, notice something. Please.
Hi. I noticed that while I was sitting, you know, certain emotions would arise, and I tried to sort of acknowledge the emotions and the beliefs attached to them with a sort of gentleness. And I've sort of adopted this mantra when difficult emotions arise of, okay, I hear you, but I want to find out for myself. You know, beliefs and emotions will tell you one thing, but the kindness to acknowledge them and decide that you want to explore the reality of the moment for yourself, regardless of what they're telling you.
So what I'm hearing is practicing with with this practice note was a sense of kind of gentleness and acceptance with the difficult emotions that were coming up for you. Like, I hear you. Okay, I want to listen more deeply. I hear you. So it's that gentleness that I appreciate, because a lot of times when difficult emotions come up, we try to like cut them, like stop being sad, stop being angry, it's actually quite conflictual, and it doesn't lead to the holding and the understanding that is needed. There's a reason why probably the difficult emotions are coming up. It's because of the causes and conditions so that have inevitably led to this moment. So by actually bringing that little bit of kindness and opening up to it, that allows for the unfolding to happen with more ease instead of that resistance and more suffering. This is the path of peace. It's the path of non-suffering. So if we inflict suffering upon us by that creating that conflict, it's not exactly that. So thank you. Thanks for that reflection. What else? What did you notice? Yeah, please. And we may need to turn up the volume on that just a little bit. Mic number, you got it. Thank you. Yeah, great. Yeah.
Okay, I really liked this practice. I think I noticed that for myself, previously, that I could kind of like pounce on my thoughts and I'll notice, but it was more of this energy of like, oh, I gotcha or something. And it always felt like more of like a judgment when things come up, as opposed to with this kind awareness, it's much more heart-based and being able to bring it in on a more consistent basis is so beautiful. And I just noticed like such a difference by having that more of a gentle and tender awareness than this like, I don't know, just say this clear, like I felt like the other kind of awareness was very clear, but it didn't have as much heart in it.
Yeah. Yeah, great. Thank you so much. What you experientially shared is so important, because a lot of times, especially when people are new to mindfulness, the instructions become some. Even though these are not the instructions, but somehow I know that I did that myself. I would pounce also on every thought. Stop. Gotcha. Stop. Go away. Got your thought. And it really was an adversarial relationship with thoughts. Okay, thoughts, stop. I'm supposed to have a clear mind. I'm supposed to be mindful. Your thoughts, you're bad. You're distracting me. And it took a while for me to see, just exactly as you were talking about, that pouncing on. It's like I was waiting like a little kitty, like thought. And that's actually, I remember on one retreat, I was actually particularly motivated to see every thought that came up. But I didn't see that I was doing that again with this pouncing. And after a while, I didn't want to practice. Practice wasn't fun anymore. It was painful. I didn't want to sit. I was inside. I was like a little child. Oh, this is no fun. I want to go home. And it's exactly that. It's that, because that adversarial relationship with whatever comes up, thoughts especially, as we have plenty of them, our thinking machine, our mind, and it is exactly through that gentleness, like, oh, yeah, thinking, okay, I see you, all right. And that doesn't mean condoning or submitting or continuing to think or fueling the fire of thoughts. It doesn't mean that at all, as you figure it out for yourself. It doesn't mean that. It just means that the awareness is much more gentle. It's much, oh, I see you, thought, okay. And then maybe gently bringing back the awareness to the breath or the body. But that moment of meeting, it is so crucial for that to be a gentle one with feathers and not with the edge of the knife. Because if it's with the edge of the knife, after a while, practice is no longer fun. And if we do that for, you know, one thought, two thought, three thoughts, we don't even notice it. But after a while, it starts to hurt. So thanks so much for noticing that and bringing that up. I'm really appreciating the reflections, because I use those as teaching moments. There's so many places that this practice note can go. So I have time for one more. Yeah, please.
For me, it's dealing with tension in the body. Mm-hmm. And then whenever something arises, I don't try to do it with kindness, because sometimes I think it gets worse, you know? Like, I was just down the street during this sitting, getting a root canal, and I noticed, you know, when I feel little pain, I could sense part of myself being angry. Mm-hmm. And then instead of being kind to it, I just... Mm-hmm. Didn't say anything, and then it just, I could see the little Joe inside getting mad, saying, ah, come on, you know, and then just going. So, but I could still feel the tension in my shoulders, you know, the jaw. So,
yeah. So I have an invitation for you, Joe. The next time this comes up, if when it happens, you know, experiment. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose when that anger comes up? What if you met it like a friend whom you really, really cared about? You really cared about. And right now is having a really hard time. Is really having a hard time. What would you do with a friend like that? A friend you really care about but has had a really hard time and is just kind of angry. You give him space. Exactly. You give him space. You don't beat them up. You don't say, oh, go away. I don't want to see you. You give him space. So next time, what do you have to lose? Try this once and see what happens.
Well, I think.
Would you use the mic again, please?
I think that our mind's conditioned to like the good things. And then when suffering comes along, we don't want to attach to it. You know, we don't want to accept it. We kind of pounce on it, you know, like you were saying earlier. But I think if we're being open, we have to accept everything. And sometimes those moments might not be pleasant or nice. But if you're just aware of it and you give it space, then it just becomes the same as anything else.
Yeah. It's making space, and actually that can be quite deep practice. And making space, by the way, is friendliness, right? By making space, it's an act of kindness. It's an act of goodwill to make space for something. Yeah. And equanimity, which is neither moving towards neither nor moving against, actually it's not cold or aloof. It has the stance of making space to be with. So it has kindness within it, which is pretty profound. So we're out of time. So thank you so much for your practice and your reflections this morning. Lovely to sit with you. And I'm going to hand it over to